Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. The United States Congress is now one step closer to delivering a major economic stimulus package to the desk of President Obama. The largest spending package in American history cleared its biggest hurdle just moments ago when the U.S. Senate voted 61-36 to cut off debate and move to a final vote on the package, now totaling $829 billion, and that vote will be held on Tuesday. The biggest vote was to end the potential of a filibuster, but by amassing 61 votes, those in favor of the plan got one more than they needed to cut off debate and move forward to what is now a guaranteed passage of the bill. What will happen next is a House-Senate conference to merge the two different packages into one unified bill that will then have to be approved once again by both the House and Senate. President Obama, taking no chances, is set to hold a press conference this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time at the White House. Earlier in the day, he was in Elkhart, Indiana, saying the U.S. government needs to act and act now.
So we can't afford to wait. We can't wait and see and hope for the best. We can't posture and bicker and resort to the same failed ideas that got us into this mess in the first place.
The president is using increasingly dire language, saying we are looking at an economic catastrophe if, in fact, Congress doesn't act immediately.
I can say with complete confidence that endless delay or paralysis in Washington in the face of this crisis will only bring deepening disaster. I can tell you that doing nothing is not an option.
The president says he's confident that this stimulus package, the largest spending package in American history, will in fact do some good for our ailing fiscal health. But he says even if it is passed and passed soon, our economy is still going to struggle for years to come.
Even with this plan, the road ahead won't be easy. This crisis has been a long time in the making. We're not going to turn it around overnight. Recovery will likely be measured in years, not weeks or months.
Obama says there should be more money also in the plan for schools and investing in the United States. He told the rally in Indiana the stimulus plan needs more education money to help build a skilled workforce. He said the Senate, quote, cut a lot of those education dollars. He added he'd like to see some of them restored in that House-Senate conference. Meanwhile, 3 out of 4 Americans approve of what Barack Obama is doing as president, but far fewer are fans of his economic stimulus package. A CNN poll found just 54% of Americans are in favor of the stimulus bill, 45% disapproved of the plan. Other numbers, such as in the Rasmussen survey, see the support for the stimulus plan much lower, down around 38%. And that suggests that the CNN poll might only mean that 54% are in favor of a stimulus plan rather than this specific one. Many Republicans, as you heard in the vote, 61-36, voting against this plan that included Arizona's John McCain. Over the weekend on the CBS Face the Nation program, McCain says we are robbing future generations with all this spending.
It's the greatest transfer of not only spending, but authority and responsibility to government. I think it's massive. It's much larger than any measure that was taken during the Great Depression.
McCain says we do need a plan, just not this one.
The Congressional Budget Office says that because of the crowding out, in other words, the debt we are going to have to pay off, you will see by later years an actual decrease in our economy.
But another Republican likes the idea, and that could be because he's in the Obama administration. Former Illinois Congressman and now Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood told CNN's State of the Union program over the weekend that there will be many jobs created immediately by this plan because a lot of states have infrastructure projects ready to go. They just can't pay for them.
This is an opportunity for every state in the country to bring to Washington a couple examples of projects that they will be able to implement quickly.
Elsewhere on the economic front, Monday, FedEx Freight delivering bad news today for employees at 130 facilities. More than 900 jobs are being eliminated due to the continuing economic downturn and lower prices by the competition. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones losing 10 points to close at 8271. The tech-heavy NASDAQ flat at 1592. The S&P 500 a slight gain of 1 point to 870. Oil prices off by 61 cents a barrel to $39.56. Stay tuned tomorrow also as Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner unveils his plans for spending the final $350 billion of the Wall Street bailout plan. In other news Monday, 4 U.S. soldiers and their interpreter were killed in a suicide bombing in Iraq. The military says their patrol was hit by a vehicle bomb in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. It's the deadliest attack against U.S. forces in Iraq this year. The man who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee is proposing a truth commission be formed to investigate Bush administration policies. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy says the group's work should include examining decisions made about the Iraq War and the treatment of terrorist detainees. He says doing so could help what Leahy called sharp political divides. In the sporting world, New York Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez says he did use performance-enhancing drugs for a three-year period. A-Rod told ESPN's Peter Gammons he started such substances back in 2001 when he first joined the Texas Rangers. Rodriguez apologized for his drug use, saying he was deeply regretful. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll find out what the education money in the stimulus bill will actually accomplish. We'll learn the sobering details of the fact that there are 35 terrorist training camps right here in America. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, previewing Tuesday's elections in Israel. Stay with us.